Oliver, I guess, first of all, just I know that as you're making your return and you're going through your return to play and all of that, the Masterton isn't something that's on your mind in any way, shape, or form. But when you get that news that you've been the team nominee for the Masterton, how does that make a guy feel? What's your immediate reaction to that?
Great. First, it came as shocking news, but right after, I felt honored and I felt thankful and grateful and started to thank people in the organization, my teammates, and yeah, I mean it's a cool recognition and I feel honored and seeing other Flames players like Lanny being named in the past, it's you feel honored being named as how do you say?
Masterton?
Masterton,
Yeah,
as him.
yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, like in general, like you feel pride.
Is it? I would imagine that it might also give you a little bit of like almost a reminder as to how far you've come. Hey, like here you are, you're back, you're playing, you're as you said initially, like back to doing what you love and back to your everyday life. Was it kind of a good reminder as to where you are and an opportunity to reflect?
I've said to myself since I returned that I'm not gonna reflect until the season is over. So I'm still like trying to be in the present as much as I can and just trying to focus on the next day if that's a practice or if that's a game. But along the journey, I would say you get reminded and you see that you're taking steps, and I feel it's important to acknowledge them and but also be aware that you have to be in the present and do your job and still understand that you have games to play left. So
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be here right now and then trying to sum more stuff up at the end of the year. But yeah, like I feel a lot of emotions and all of them are of positive emotions, but at the same time I'm just trying to be here and now and
I remember like going way back to the 21-22 season. I remember sitting with you in here and I remember you talking about that exact same thing, the how important it is for you to be present and how important it is to just be focused on what's next and how that kind of got you to the career season you had that year. That's still a really big kind of central part of how you approach things, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And I think like that was obviously a main reason why I felt that I couldn't come back when everything went on and when everything went on family-wise for me. I felt that I couldn't give the focus that hockey needs out of me, and if I would have came back, you wouldn't seen a person or a player that you would have remembered the season before. So it was a lot of stuff going on in my personal life that I had to face in my family, but also understanding that you need to understand what you have to do to be a professional athlete and what it takes out of you mentally to prepare. I wasn't there because of my personal life. So coming back, I understand what it takes out of me to be a good pro and to play in a high level. So I'm trying to approach it as I told you 2 years ago and how I approached that year,
Yeah.
because it helped and I know it works on me.
Oliver, the Masterton Trophy, by definition, is a nod to the NHLer who, you know, shows the qualities of dedication to hockey and perseverance and sportsmanship. I'm just curious, like you said, it's a huge honor. Can you sum up what it means to be looked at as an example of those characteristics?
I mean, I say it is an honor because in my personal life, I've had people that I've looked up to, that I've classified those stuff you mentioned. So being mentioned in that same category, it obviously touches you differently because I don't see that as myself, you know? Like I don't, all those stuff, I don't think that I'm all of those things, you know? But maybe I am, or maybe I'm just trying to be me. I'm just trying to do what I can do for myself, and hopefully that can help others. And I mean, getting recognized with those stuff you mentioned, it's hard to take in because you don't look at yourself in that way and maybe like trying to replicate exactly what those honorable things are. So I'm just trying to be a good person and trying to be a good teammate and trying to pass on what I've learned.
That part, and you and I have had this conversation before, but that part you mentioned about, you know, helping others, it, how do you just sort of look at the fact that, you know, people are saying, hey, you know, what Oliver has been through can maybe help me. I know that's not the focus for you, but when you do hear that, when you do think about the potential impact you're having, how do you sort of react to that?
Obviously, possibly. I mean, if I can make an impact in a big or a small way for a person that's going through something, that's something beautiful and amazing. So, like I said in different interviews, like every story in their journey is very individual. But during a individual's journey, you can also take some experiences from that person into your own. But your journey or your adversity that you have to face is your own. You can't just like try to compare that to someone else. Like you have to go through it yourself. There's no shortcuts. Like you have to face it yourself. And I think saying that to yourself can be hard if you're in a very vulnerable state, but over time you will understand that's the path. Because if you're not taking that path, you're going to try to trick yourself all the time into stuff. So I don't think that will help you. I'm just talking in a bigger spectrum right now.
No, it's great. It's really great. I want to circle back on something you said earlier about, you know, when you find out about the Masterton, one of your sort of next moves is to say thanks to teammates and say thanks to those around you. How do you go about sort of showing the support or the thanks for the support you have received?
Oh, you want me to go through my speech, eh?
I don't want anything yet, eh?
No, but I mean, there's so many people that I can thank and mention, and I will, but if I win, but it's so hard to mention like everyone here, but there's a lot of guys in our team for sure, and there's a lot of close people in my life that's always been there that has been big rocks for me, so and very influential. So there's a few for sure.
Oliver Shillington is with us, the Flames team nominee for the 2024 Bill Masterton Memorial Award. You know, listening to you on Monday when you were informed that you were going to be the team nominee and listening to you talk, I was really struck by the thing that you said, basically, where you're like, hey, look, it's okay to admit there's something that's not okay and okay to kind of come to terms with that yourself. I remember when somebody told me that same thing some time ago, and it just like it really hits that, like, sometimes you have to kind of, as you said, lean into, hey, like, stuff in life is not where you want it to be right now,
right?
And be okay with that. How important was that realization along the path?
It was a tough acceptance to accept in where you were at the time, but I find when you find acceptance, that's when you're not, like, I'm not saying you're it's not like your problem is going to go away from
you. It's not like instantly cured,
no,
right?
No, but it's like more you're okay with what's happened. You're okay with what will happen. So I think just finding your integrity and understanding that it's okay and you're not driven of shame or whatever that can affect and vulnerable you in that. So, but yeah, hard question to answer.
And I know this is not always the easiest stuff to talk about, but as you're going through it, and to know that you always had that kind of support from the Flames, and you've talked about the support from the hockey world, how comforting was that at times to know that it was there throughout the entire journey and entire process?
At first, you know, it was not comfort because you didn't know yourself, really. Like, I was in a state where I didn't recognize myself. But at the same time, it was so many personal stuff around me and my family that happened. So I had such a hard time, like, accepting and understanding everything. I was, like, in denial.
Yeah.
So... When I faced the Flames and spoke to Connie and Tree, that still were our GM at that time, they approached me in a way where I felt like this is family right away, like in ways where you, like, they understand, you know, and that helped so much. I think with their support from the get-go, this would never, ever happen. So, yeah, I have to acknowledge and see that, and I'm very appreciative of that for sure.
You have your back to the door, but Michael Backlund just poked his head in and gave us a little smile and a nod. How big has he been throughout all of this?
Yeah, I mean, he's for sure one of those top names I would have mentioned in a speech for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I figured he might have been one of the things that you said when you first spoke to us again after doing your first practice with the whole group was there is a time when you didn't know whether you'd be back here, and I know that you're not reflecting yet, but the fact that there was a time where you weren't sure if the return to the NHL was going to happen, and now you're back, you're playing every day, and you are back to the everyday life again. Mm. How grateful are you that the NHL, you are an NHLer again?
I'm very grateful. I mean, I'm not kidding you when I said that I was thinking that I was about to play again. So, I mean, very grateful. And I mean, when I'm saying I'm grateful, I mean really, like, I'm grateful for, like, just small things, like meeting the flight attendants again, like,
yeah,
just like,
yeah,
you know, just small things that you don't maybe, like, think of that you don't sometimes appreciate, but you all, of course, you should appreciate. But I'm just saying, like, I feel thankful and appreciated of a lot of things, and the energy and the atmosphere coming back to an environment that I've been away from, it's very transcended a lot. I don't know how to thank the organization and the city and the fans more than I have. I just want to go out there and show that I still can play and do my thing.
Congratulations on the nomination. Congratulations on being back and being back with the Flames. It's awesome to see and well deserved. Congrats
again. Thank you.
Again.
I appreciate you. Thank you.